Evita Dennis Kagunya was picked by Chinoise IT officer Betty Dreadcliffe yesterday and interrogated over a story the Weekly Mirror published last month alleging a chief in the province was terrorizing village heads. Journalist Naomangirazi from the same stable was summoned today by CID officers in Karoi over the same story. Mangirazi told Studio 7 he was waiting for a representative from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to accompany him to the police station sometime later today. Editor Kagonye says the officers wanted to know why they published the story titled Chief Terrorizes DCMP Headman, saying this was tantamount to demeaning the chief. But Kagonye stand by their story, adding Chief Chaimo Manyepa Dandawa was given an opportunity to respond to the allegations, which he did.
Police says it was a defamation of character because the chief is denying whatever we have written. But we have quoted the chief saying when we contacted him for comment, he said he wasn't aware of those allegations and we just published what he had said to us and the side of the story of it.
Kagonye says the officers also wanted to know if the paper was registered with the Zimbabwe Media Council. Kagonye says this paper is not registered, adding they've been waiting for a license since March.
We just showed them the application forms and the money which we paid to ZMC, and then they just left, and then they said they will contact us when they come back. So at the moment, we are not aware of what action are they going to take, but we furnished them with all the details what we have.
Freelance journalist Valentine Maponga blasted the government for harassing independent journalists in a bid to silence them.
This is clearly an orchestrated plan by the government to intimidate journalists. And we don't think we should tolerate it. Now we've seen that they've been targeting journalists from the independent media. And no one from the public media has been affected by this blitz. And it's clear that they want only their side to be heard, and which is totally against the principles of media freedom.
International and the local media watchdogs have been complaining about what they say is an alarming wave of arrests of journalists in the country. They all have urged Harare to stop intimidating scribes in the private media. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Akash Goriwa.